kids, I guess. There's... Amen. I've been informed that we're under a time constraint today, so we've got to be finished in 40 minutes, so God help us. Amen. But it is great to be here this morning. I don't know, the anointing is great in this house this morning, and I don't know why they showed that video. It just killed it. Anyway. I think that was your evil twin, Pastor. He's sabotaging the service. But it is great to be with you. Always great to be home back in my wife's stomping grounds and to experience that God's blessing is here. And I know there's a lot of commotion at this moment, but I just really felt, and for the worship team, I know they're walking around and everything, but I was going to have them come, but the time is of the essence. But I just really feel a spirit of prophecy coming over the worship team. And to encourage you to know that when you sing and worship, that you begin to prophesy. Those words on those songs are prophetic. And when you begin to prophesy, you begin to change the atmosphere, not only of the people in the church, but the community as well. And so there's something that's happening in this valley. I want you to know that God is stirring hearts, okay? And so when the prophetic voice of God comes out of this platform, listen to it. Don't throw it away. Listen to what God's telling you. Amen? Because you're on the verge, I'm telling you. I was just sitting there. You're on the verge of the kingdom. You're this close to falling overboard in the kingdom, okay? I'm telling you the truth. You're really close. And if you want to see revival come to this valley, and I know that you do, there is something that's just in the midst, and you're just on the breakthrough of it. So get ready for it. Amen? God hasn't led you this far to leave you. You're on the breakthrough of something glorious. Amen? I've got to do a program. I don't want to do a program. I want to get in the groove of this. But I got to do the program. Program's good, though. I promise not to bore you. I know missionaries have a tendency to bore people, right? Some people won't even come when they hear a missionary's coming. Sleeper, get a good nap in. Not today. I'll give you a little Spanish greeting. Can anybody speak a Spanish? Not a lot of Mexicans running around this part of the neck of the woods. All right. Dios les bendiga. Gracias a Dios y a ustedes, mis hermanos en Cristo, por sus oraciones y buen soporte para nosotros en México. Juntos nosotros ganamos el gente de México una cada una para Cristo. Gracias, pastor, por su amable invitación a venir hoy. Gracias, amamos ustedes y México también. Amen. Basically saying, God bless you all. Right? It's all over your head. We give God thanks for every one of you, our brothers in Christ, for your prayers and support for us in Mexico. 12 years you've been supporting us the whole time we've been there. Not missed a month. Amen. If I had one, I'd give you the Golden Tortilla Award. My mother-in-law made this tortilla the other day. It was really big. It was a jalapeno cheddar. It looked like a golden tortilla. I should have saved it. She cooked it too long and it was hard as a frisbee. I should have saved it for you. Wrote on there, golden tortilla. We thank God for every one of you, and Mexico loves you as well. Amen. As you already know, we answered God's call to go to Mexico in the year 2000. We've served 3 4-year terms. We just signed on for our 4th 4-year term. What are we thinking? Anybody want to go to Mexico? Keep your bikini at home. You won't need it where we're going. Amen. You'll need a shield of armor instead. We are now covering the entire country of Mexico, so it's a little bit bigger than Cami. Just a little. We have returned to raise our $8,000 monthly cash budget and our $100,000 monthly budget, I wish. That's reversed. $8,000 monthly budget, $100,000 cash budget. Amen. Thank God that's not your goal. Amen. Idaho's goal is to raise $400 in monthlies and $2,000 in cash support. Our theme is one by one. We know that Jesus would have come and died for just one person. Wake up, wake up. Amen. He died for you. Amen. That's why you're here. I hope that's why you're here. Amen. He died for just not only for you, but for the entire world. Amen. So we thank God for that. We seek out neglected areas where the gospel needs to be preached. And we help create self-supporting, self-governing, and indigenous national churches. Now, you guys are kind of in the benefit, if you could say that, because we've come a couple of times here and there and given you guys updates where nobody else has gotten those updates. And we've experienced some great blessings. But we want to summarize our third term, and I basically call it the atmosphere of heaven. It's kind of what we're experiencing here. But I believe that even as you guys, you're going to experience it in a greater level. Amen? Now, how many even know what heaven is like? We know that the streets are paved with gold. Amen. Cash for gold. Boy, heaven's got some money up there. Amen. The gates of pearl are made out of one solid pearl. The walls are made out of jasper. Mansions are going up everywhere. Don't know if everybody's getting one, but anyway, that's beside the point. Amen. But to summarize, our third time basically means that we watch the chaotic environment of this world. How many knows this world's chaotic? Amen. We watched it be overtaken by the divine order of the heavenly world. How many knows that world is superior to this one? And when we give that one place, it comes and it takes over this world. Amen. That's why we were able to witness sick bodies being healed and paralyzed people getting out of wheelchairs and all kinds of amazing things happening, because that world took over this one. Amen. So that's what we witnessed. We watched the promises of God that He gave us 4 years ago come to pass before our very eyes. And it was amazing, and it was a complete and total blessing. Amen. Now, so I got to move quick. And we got a 10-minute video we're going to show you in just a moment. So fire that thing up. Anybody ever heard the movie Schindler's List or watched that? Been out quite a while ago. Well, I want to kind of compare our story to his just a little bit. The movie Schindler's List, based upon the true story of Oskar Schindler, who was a German businessman who owned a factory. He employed Polish Jews in 1939 when the Nazis were in power. At first, Schindler was just trying to make money from the cheap Jewish labor until he realized that they were being killed off in the concentration camps. He then created a list of Jewish workers that he would buy and set them free. And he would use all his fortune to do this. By the end of his life, by the end of the war, he used all of his fortune. He had no money left. And he stood there weeping, saying, "I wish I could have won one more person." He rescued 1,100 people from the gas chambers, from certain death and under the Nazi power. But at the end of his life, he said, "I wish I could have saved one more. If I could have sold my car, sold my watch, done something more," because he understood the principle of true living, and that is to rescue somebody from a certain hell. Amen. Now, I've got this jar of jewels. They're really pretty rocks, but my wife wants me to call them jewels, so I'm going to do that. Every now and then, I'm going to throw a couple in the bucket here, and they serve multiple reasons. Number one, if I see anybody yawning, I'm going to chunk one at you. Just kidding. Another, they could serve as a reminder to wake up. Nice and noisy. Amen. So every now and then, I'm going to grab some of these rocks, and I'm going to throw them in there, and my wife will explain what they mean a little later. Now, how many of us know there's seven principles of missions? Seven biblical principles of missions. After all, we're just not going down there having fun on the beaches. Amen? There's a point and a reason why we're giving up our life every time we go to work. I understand that my life is at risk every time I go to work. Boy, now that's an interesting job. Some of you may understand that for some jobs you do, but it's not about murder. Amen? So here we go. Number one, God commanded it. After all, He started it. John 3:16 says that God so loved Tamii that He gave His only begotten Son. Tamii's in there, isn't it? But for the whole world. Amen? And He said, why did He do that? So that not one person should perish. Not one. Now see, I've come to a problem in my line of work, because in my job, cartels come to my meetings. And they come packing. And they come with an agenda, possibly to kill me, wondering what I'm going to say and what I'm going to do. And yes, pastors have been killed speaking out against them. And yes, people have been murdered, and children have been kidnapped and sold for ransom and into prostitution. And all kinds of horrible things have happened. But they come to our meetings, and so I have to come to a point where when I'm standing in front of a mass murderer, I've got to have something in my heart. Now, how many of you ever watched a TV show or a movie and the bad guy's doing all kinds of horrible things and this thought crosses your mind, I wish somebody would kill him because he's hurting too many people? Be honest. Now, see, there's your conflict. It's not God's will one person should perish. Here's the conflict. My flesh wants them dead because I don't like what they do. Come on. Justice needs to come. But it's not God's will one person should perish. So what do I have to do? I have to surrender my fear. I have to surrender my anxiety. I have to surrender all this that's going on in me. And I have to say, Lord, You've got to help me see people the way that You see them. Not God's will one person should perish. Amen. Next, it's the central theme of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Thirdly, Jesus commanded it. He told us to go into all the world and make churchgoers of all people. Didn't say that. He said, make disciples. People, saints who beget saints. Love compels it, because if we love people, we'll tell them. Fairness requires it so that everyone will know. It's a debt that we owe as the church to send out missionaries into all the world. It's also our responsibility to give this world an encounter with God. That's a whole other story. Unfortunately, I will not have time to preach it. Amen. Lastly, the return of Jesus depends on it. Who wants Jesus to come back? You're probably the most convinced church I've ever asked. Most people, I guess. If you want Jesus to come back, guess what? You have to send the gospel into the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. Just saying. Mexican people are wonderful, family-oriented people that we love. They're very hardworking. I've got a beat-up Mexican flag here. I'm going to throw that one in there. It's kind of beat up. It's kind of ugly. I need to buy a new one. But anyway, did you know that Mexico City is the second largest city in the world? 26 million people. You don't want to drive there, I can assure you. Mexico has one of the lowest minimum wages in the world. 50% of the children are malnourished. 53% of the people have no access to safe water. 20 million people are poor. 7 million people live in what we call squatter housing. That's houses made out of sticks with dirt floors, no water, no electricity. Over 100 national Indian tribes in Mexico still are not reached with the gospel. Mexico is the kidnap capital of the world. That makes my job a lot easier. Ciudad Juarez is the murder capital of the world. Gotta love that. Amen. But revival is spreading all throughout these places. Amen. Talking a little bit about the violence, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to candy coat it for you, but I'm going to just let you know that it is unprecedented what is happening in Mexico concerning the drug wars. To date, approximately, some say more, but at least 45,000 people have died in drug-related warfare in Mexico since 2006. That is more than both wars in Afghanistan and Iraq combined since the war started in 2003. The horror the people have witnessed is altogether staggering. We've had our own close calls and such. We may have shared some of these stories with you, but in Torreon, Coahuila, we were there and we missed the correct turn to go to McDonald's. Somebody prayed for us. We missed the right turn. Had we made that right turn, we would have been involved in the beginning of a shootout right in front of McDonald's where one man lay wounded in front of the restaurant and another 100 people on the floor ducking the bullets. We missed the right turn. Praise God. We also witnessed our first dead body on the side of the road. That was fascinating. That was fascinating. Secondly, we were in the city of Reynosa preaching a gospel crusade outside, and little did we know that the cars that were circling the plaza were cartels waiting to attack, and our sound guy got a call because he'd been witnessing to those cartels, and he said, you need to evacuate this place. It was already about done. We packed up our stuff. We're talking 1,000 people, 1,000 chairs, and a sound system gone in 10 minutes. Just like that, without panic. Little did we know that the next day that there was over 100 police substations in that city where those plazas were located. Ours was the only one that was not hit. We continued with that meeting the next night, and the Holy Spirit moved in a way that you would not believe. I don't think the 1950s revival had a key on that one. People were getting healed and filled with the Holy Ghost, and people were, I'm talking, the house was packed, people were out in the street, and God moved in such an incredible way that it just blew our minds. Amen. God is moving in Mexico. Lastly, I was in one service that I hadn't been in several years after we held a crusade in this city. And right on the front row sat a young man in his mid-20s. And you would never know this, but he was a cartel hitman. He had killed several people, and he's standing right there. I did not know him. I did not know his story till it was over. But during the altar call, I gave it, and he was the first one to respond. He came up, and the word of the Lord came through me, and he said, you're supposed to be dead right now, but I've reserved you for this moment so you could hear the message of my son so that you could be born again in this house tonight. I found out after church that he had been kidnapped by an opposing cartel, had been gloriously set free and escaped, and he found refuge in the church, had never been to church before, may I add, received Christ that night, and today is born again. Amen. That's what's going on in Mexico today. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to grab some more of these pretty rocks. Anybody yawning? Big church, I can't tell. See in the back. Amen. Woo! They're falling all over the place. Let's talk about some accomplishments. How many know you want to give to something good? Amen? Anybody want to buy a failing CD? Or a house in a bad market? I don't think so. We wanted to host 3 miracle crusades. We held 13 miracle crusades. Talk about multiplication. Amen. 40 plus revivals. We reached over 15,000 souls. We built 2 churches in Apodaca and Nuevo Laredo. We have about 35 enrolled in our Bible school in Nuevo Laredo and about 38 enrolled in our Bible school in Ensenada. We passed out 50,000 gospel tracts and booklets, 1,000 Bibles, and 20,000 Christmas toys. I'm sweating just telling you about it. My wife held 16 children's crusades and 14 children's services. She also preached 63 plus services, lessons, and conferences. A busy woman she has been, but I did drive her everywhere she went. Okay, I want credit for that. We also purchased a building for the Bible school in Nuevo Laredo, and we hosted a 2 citywide prayer event. Now, anybody want to come to Mexico now? Amen? Our future goals, and we're going to show that video here in just a second. You can get that fired up. We want to host 6 to 10 crusades a year. This time we're after 100,000 souls. That's why we're raising $100,000 for 100,000 souls. And so every dollar you give goes to win a soul. We're after the harvest, my friends. Did you know that Mexico has over 100 million people? 100,000 people is only 0.1%. 0.1%. 100,000 seems like a lot, but when you compare it to the population, 0.1. There's only 5 million Christians in Mexico out of 100 million, so we have some work to do. Amen? We want to continue in discipleship and church planting, Christian education. Also, we want to pass out 60,000 tracts, 3,000 Bibles, 20,000 Christmas toys. You can help us buy these if you'd like and drop ship them right to our house. We'll get them across and get them into the hands of people who desperately need it. Amen? Fire that thing up.
If I see one more light that's fading, hear about one more broken dream, pray for just one more faith that's dying, just one too many. And if I see one more child walking, just one more mile for water, if I wait one more minute longer, just one too many. When I think of what could be if we let our hearts believe that it takes just one could turn this all around. And if we live in history, how will they think of you and me if it takes just one, just one? What if, what if? Look like when God is all around.
What God has been using you guys to do. Isn't it exciting? Us going to Mexico, you are in Mexico with us. Because this is the fruit of your labor there. Praise God. It's God's work in Mexico, but it's also your work. Together, all of us are laborers together. We thank you so much. Muchas gracias, mis hermanos en Cristo, para su gran amor por nosotros y para México. Muchas gracias. We thank you so much, and we love all of you so much for all of your kindness, your giving, your prayers. We carry you every time that we go across. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen. We are, of course, your full-time Pentecostal Church of God missionaries. We're funded 100% by churches and individuals, and our goal is $8,000 coming in every month from church partners for four-year commitment. Now, what does this money go to pay for? Well, all of those things that you saw on the video today, assisting pastors, churches, districts, Christian education, Bible and tract distribution, children's ministry, evangelization, crusades, our living expenses, monthly salary that we get from World Missions, office supplies, visas, tolls, gas, insurance, and the whole enchilada, basically, in that. Now, our $8,000 budget has to be met before they'll let us go back to Mexico. Ouch, right? But God is able. Right now, nationwide, we have $1,000 in monthly support coming in. We just started on furlough again in July. So we've just been to one district, so it'll get up there. It's gonna get there. Right now we have $10,000 nationwide coming in for our church construction crusade, so praise the Lord. And our goals for Pacific Northwest District is $400 in monthly support and $2,000 in crusades. Now, if you think that your district can do it, I want you to clap as loud as you can. Amen. And if you think that your district can meet the $2,000 crusade budget, I want you to throw chocolate. Y'all don't have any faith? What? I don't get it. Okay, I like chocolate. Could you tell? Just a little bit. All right. Now, for those of you that are new to this church, you may not understand what partnering is. You're like, what's a partner? Are we going to have a rodeo or what? Come on, partner, you know, swing me around and round, right? No. What is a partner? Well, I'll tell you very quickly. Although one-time offerings are a real blessing, only monthly partnership counts towards our reaching our $8,000 monthly goal. So basically, if we don't have enough partners, they will not allow us to return to Mexico. Now, a church who partners is sending a message to the missionary. They're saying, hey, we've got your back, dude. We are on your side. You can count on us. And I know that you guys have been saying that, and we really appreciate it. Churches who partner are experiencing just one way to fulfill the great command to go and teach all nations, because you're sending a missionary out to take your place. Now, churches who partner is supporting their leadership who are asking churches to partner, if they possibly can, right? Partners take ownership of the missionary's vision of saving souls. So really, in a sense, you become a mother church. The churches that we are building in Mexico, you are building. So you can tell people, hey, we don't just have the Life Center. We have churches in Mexico as well. Isn't that exciting? You're part of that today. Now, it costs about $15,000 to build a church in Mexico, and that is with land donated. Partners are the main source of monthly coffee and prayers for the missionary. See if y'all are listening. Did you get that? Monthly coffee and prayers? No. It's supposed to be monthly finances and prayers for the missionary. Okay. I was just checking. See if y'all are listening. Okay. Now, the World Mission Office wants to know that a continual stream of funding is coming in each and every month, kind of like your boss. Now, if your boss said, hey, I don't know if I can pay you this month, what would you say? You would say, get your own coffee, dude. I quit. Right? If he said, I don't know if I can pay you, you would say, I'm out of here. So basically, that is why World Missions is wanting partners. So I'm just going over that really quickly for those of you that are new here. Lastly, for some reason, church partners are just more faithful in prayers and giving than non-partners. So we appreciate your prayers today. If you cannot give at all, you know what? That's okay, because your prayers are breaking the religious blindness. We appreciate it more than anything else. Now, you might say, well, Sister Snow or Reverend Snow, what is it? Basically today, money is tight. How can I help Mexico? Well, I have an idea for you today. We are asking for $4 per person per month for 4 years. That's it. We're not asking for $20 like they do on TV. Just $4 per person per month for 4 years. You can have a church march, penny march. You can have a bake sale, yard sale, Mexican dinner. Those are some great ideas for you. And another idea I have is what I call the cookie club. Now, who likes cookies? Anybody? Is the cookie monster here? That would be me. I'm the cookie monster. I like cookies a lot. Well, basically, we're asking, idea for you. Give up 2 boxes of cookies per month. That's it. 2 boxes of cookies per month will go to reach a soul in Mexico. It will go to help us have a crusade. So basically, giving up 2 boxes of these, you won't even miss it, right? It'll help you with your diet. $4 per person per month for a 4-year commitment. Now, mission giving benefits you. Everybody say, me. Oh, say it like you mean it. Me. Now, I'm going to tell you the secret of this little jar right here, the jar of jewels, not rocks, jar of jewels, okay? It was the closest thing I could get to jewels. I don't know. So this wonderful little secret here, basically the jewels represent the Mexican souls, like all souls to the Lord Jesus are jewels, right? All souls to the Lord Jesus are jewels. And so the Mexican people are a treasure to the Lord Jesus today. You know, each and every second a Mexican person is having a choice to make. Each and every second a Mexican person is choosing for or against Christ each and every minute that goes by. Now, someone in Mexico right now at this very moment cannot find work to feed his family and is right now making a choice to sell drugs. There is another jewel, another person, another choice. Someone else right now who feels trapped in the wicked lies of worthlessness sells her body in Mexico today. Another choice. There is somebody else right now at this very moment as well who feels so discouraged and so depressed that they're planning on committing suicide. Another soul, another choice. But then today there is also another choice that can be made. And that is the choice that you and I make today. Today the Lord Jesus is looking for the Schindlers of this world. Those that are saying one more. You know, these last 4 years God has reached thousands of people, but it's not enough. It's not enough today. It's not enough. We want one more. And so today God says, Schindlers, stand up and make a difference. So then there is you and I today giving and praying and pleading with God to work on the hearts of the Mexican people. We're like Schindler's List, doing, praying, and giving anything for just one more soul. So because of you today, a drug cartel hears about one of our PCG Mexico crusades and attends. He lays down his weapon and exchanges it for a crown. He finds Christ, a jewel, a choice. For Jesus. Amen? But then, for the Schindlers of us, that's still not enough. So we're continuing, all of us together, to pray because we want to reach another one. So a teenage girl in Mexico who's been sexually abused attends Hope Miracle Ministries revival meeting and cries tears of joy as Christ heals her broken heart. Another jewel. Another soul who chooses Christ. That another soul is reached, but that's still not enough for us today, for all of us. So you and I bombard heaven with our prayers and giving, petitioning the Father for one more Mexican soul, and the Lord answers. As a little boy who has always been rejected and unloved attends our Hope Kids Crusade, he gives his heart to Jesus. And for the first time in his life, experiences what real life-changing love looks like. Another one. Another soul. Another one who chooses Jesus. You see, today millions of Mexican people are waiting today to be the one more. They're waiting to be the one more. And you and I today, we are the Schindlers. We are the Schindlers, willing to do anything to reach, because the secret today of the jewels is the secret to happiness. You see, Schindler, to my knowledge, was not a Christian. But he got addicted to saving people's lives and reaching them. And he was only saving their physical body. You see, when we reach souls, the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. So when we reach souls, it brings such a happiness, such a joy. The Bible says we are laying up for ourselves a treasure in the heavens where moth and rust cannot corrupt, thieves cannot break through or steal. I call that a wise bank account, don't you? Reaching a soul for Jesus brings joy. It's addictive. Today when we go to churches all over the United States, we don't ask people to give their last dollar. I don't want people to give out of sadness. I don't want people to give because they feel forced or we're trying to pull it out of them. You know what? I don't want to pull anything out of anyone. I want the Lord Jesus to erupt out of us like joy. And when we give to the cause of reaching one more, it's because we want to. That's what your guys' church is like. You give because you want to, and that's what I want too. Hilarious, joyful giving. Giving out of our extra. Amen? Giving out of our cookie club. Giving a little bit of extra here and there. Joy. Reaching one more soul today. Because if you and I were the only one who existed, Jesus would have still died for the one more. You might say, Reverend Judy, I'm just one person. What can I do to make a difference? But remember, Jesus was one man. Jesus was one man God who made a difference. Jesus chose 12 disciples. Each one of them were just one person. And they turned the world upside down. Schindler was one person, and he made a difference in those 1,100 people's souls. I think of Esther today as the worship team was singing. And they were singing that song, You've Come Into the Kingdom as Such a Time as This. And I think, praise God for you today. All of us have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. Because we are the Esther of this generation. We are the Deborah ladies of this generation. We are the Joshuas of this generation to be the one more. Amen. God loves a cheerful giver. And so today I want to say thank you so much for being the Schindler, for giving one more. And so now at this time, if I have a time, is it okay if I sing really fast? Or if we don't have time, we can go right to the cards. Okay. All right. Oh, go ahead now. Worship with me as I sing the one. That's number 3. Could we start that again? I'm sorry.
If I see one more child left crippled, waiting for someone to care. If I see one more girl left beaten, it's one too many. When I think of one, we got it.
Today we have some cards that we've distributed to you. We're going to fill those out in about 3 minutes. Wow, fast, right? If you could get your pens or pencils out, we're going to fill these out together. Go ahead and get those out really quickly if you would. And I'm going to ask you if you need a pen back here in the back in the corner. Does anybody back there need a pen or a pencil? Raise your hand and wave at me. Because if you do, too bad, because I don't have any, but we will find somebody to share with you. Anybody back there need a pen or pencil? Okay, what about over here on the side? Pen or pencil here? Everybody's got your pens out? Okay, what about in the back? Wave at me if you need one. Everybody's got them out. Okay, what about here? Anybody in this section need a pen? In the back over here? Everybody's got. Wow, you guys are prepared. That's good. Awesome. Okay, we're going to fill these out together. Let us go ahead, if you would. We accidentally goofed. I'm sorry. We forgot our monthly pledge cards because we've been doing renewals in Oklahoma. So we don't tend to do monthlies when we're doing renewals. So would you do me a favor today? We, on the back of this little card here, we're just going to write how much you would like to give per month on there. You're going to write your name and how much you would like to give per month for a four-year commitment. Now, today we're asking for $4 per person per month for 4 years. So you could put $4 there if you wanted to be part of the cookie club right there, $4 per month, or you could put $5 or $10. However much that you want to give, keep in mind you may have other missionaries that you are supporting. We do not want to take away from them. At the end of service today, we're going to pick those cards back up. They will go to Pastor. He will be able to look over those, and based at what you folks put there, he'll sign a card today as a renewal monthly partnership from your church stating how much you folks want to give per month for a four-year commitment. Now, you guys are amazing because your church gives one of the highest that we have. So you should just be ecstatic. You're such a blessing. You just don't realize. You guys are so awesome. I wish I could give every one of you an award. That we appreciate you. So write your name, how much you want to give per month for 4 years. Every month you're going to give your money to your pastor. He will send it in to World Missions in our name. Let's go ahead and flip the card around now, and we're going to do the Crusade and Church Construction Pledge. Now, I want everybody to say one time. Let me hear you one time. Now, this is a one-time extra donation that you have 4 to 5 months to pay. No money today. No money today. You don't have to give any money for church construction crusades today. You pledge it today and you pay it later, kind of like Visa. That's bad, right? We don't want to be like Visa. No, we don't want to be like MasterCard. But you can pledge it today. Your church has 4 months to raise the money. This is to help us have citywide crusades where thousands are being reached for the gospel. It is to help us build churches in Mexico. It costs $15,000 to build a church. We are trying to raise $2,000 from Pacific Northwest District in church construction crusade pledges. Our total goal, again, for the nation is $100,000. For 4 years altogether. So it's a one-time commitment. This is not every month, just one time. You have 4 months to pay for it. You could use your tax refund. You can have a bake sale, yard sale. Now we're going to fill these out together. You're going to put your name there, how much your address, your city, state, zip code, and how much you would like to pledge. You might want to put $100 in there. We're asking people to have a little bit more faith with this one. You might want to put $200, $300, $25, $20, whatever it is that God tells you. On the other side, again, you're going to put your name and the amount pledged, and then you're going to just tear it right there in the middle. Just go ahead and tear it off there, and you're going to keep the part that says your part on it. And the other part we're going to pick up in just a moment. So when they come around, put that other part into the offering bucket. Keep your portion. You can put it on your fridge so that you know how much it was that you gave. Let's take a minute just to pray and ask the Lord. Lord, how much do you want us to give toward building churches and hosting crusades in Mexico? Let's take a moment to pray. Amen. And whatever the Lord tells you to put there, please be obedient. And you know what? I'm so confident that God will send the money in that you have pledged because he has told you to do so, that if he doesn't send whatever it is that you have pledged there, then you don't have to send it. That is how confident that I am. I believe that what God speaks to your heart, he will provide. Amen. And when he does provide it, whether it be a bonus or something, be faithful to keep your commitment and give it to Pastor and let him know that it's for the church construction crusade for the snows, and Pastor will send it in. At the end of the service today, if we could get a tally from Pastor letting us know how much your church has pledged for church construction and crusades, and also from the monthly, so that we know where we're at with Pacific Northwest District, so the other churches will know. Amen? Praise the Lord. And we've also given you a prayer card. If you would put that in your Bible or on your refrigerator, remember to pray for us. If you cannot give anything today, then pray. Prayer moves mountains. God bless you today. We appreciate you. And if I could get the ushers to come back now, the deacons or ushers or whatever it is that you call them here, if y'all would come back, ladies and gentlemen, and pick those cards up, appreciate it. God bless you.
Give them a big hand, huh? You have your Connect card in your folder, too, so you can fill that out, put it in this offering as well. And 15,000 people were saved in their ministry. I thought I was happy with 44. It's like, bummer. How do you like to give to something that's having that much effect? I hate giving money to something that doesn't work. Don't you? Like buying a Chevy or something. Don't you just hate spending money on stuff that don't work? But if you give money to these missionaries, you saw, they work. They work hard. And they're very fruitful. So about $165 a month is what our church gives. Some of you have paid more than that on a car that broke down and you couldn't even drive anymore. Do I hear an amen out there? I can afford. Maybe. But just thank you for doing your best with your pledges. The offering was like $700 today for them. So that's cool. I'm going to give another $100 bill. I'd love to see it hit 1,000. So if you want to give them some cash in their hand and feel like you can do that, that would be awesome today. Thanks for your giving. We love it. We love it. We love it. We love it. And God will bless you. Ushers, come. Put your tithes and offerings in this offering. And the church is doing fantastic. And we're making some progress in our ministry and our calling. And so thank you for your faithful giving, your tithing. If you're not a tither, hey, tithe. Tithing is an amazing principle of God. It will not create a lack in your household. It will not create a lack in your business. You will find the blessing of God overflowing for you. Just encourage you to be a tither and a giver today. God, thank you for Judy and Kevin, Chandler and Victoria. Thank you for their faithfulness and their fruitfulness. God, they do risk their life, but it's all for you and for your people. Lord, it's not hard for us to give some money to people that are risking their life. That's not hard. So God, bless them. We're so glad they're here. We're glad Judy's just one of our girls. We love her and Kevin and her family. We ask your blessing on the country of Mexico and all the warfare and the murder that goes on there. God, watch over that country and bless them with the good news of your kingdom. Lord, bless your people as they give in Jesus' name. Amen.